Good morning and welcome from St George's Cam. It's great that we're at the doorway to the church. Sadly, it'll only be me who goes in to lead the communion part of our service today. But welcome to those of you who are watching on Facebook, later on YouTube, and those of you who are Zooming in, and those of you who will listen to this service on the telephone. It's a delight to be able to be church together, even if we are doing it online. And we are rejoicing today at the birthday of the church, as we remember the day of Pentecost. So let us rejoice that Jesus is King, and sing our first hymn, Come People of the King. Welcome to our service celebrating Pentecost. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your service is from the order of service that was on your church email. If you'd like to follow it, it's slightly different from the communion service that we've done before because it's Pentecost, so you will need some responses. So it would be good if you could catch a sight of it on your phone or otherwise.
What a delight to be part of the church across the world celebrating Pentecost today. And I hope that first hymn gave us a taste of we are the church, even in these extraordinary times, and we are going to celebrate. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen and ascended Lord, and we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us and his revelation of himself through the breaking of bread. We have seen his return to the throne before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. From now, with the followers of his own time, we wait the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, his gift to his people, through whom we make Christ known to the world. As we long for your renewing,
fill us with your spirit.
As we long for your equipping,
fill us with your spirit.
As we long for your empowering,
fill us with your spirit. Before the collect, we are going to have a moment to say sorry. It's not in your order of service, but just listen and join in. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world and knows our every word and deed. Let us then open ourselves to the Lord and confess our sins in penitence and faith. A quiet moment just to come before God to say sorry. Lord, we confess to you our selfishness and lack of love. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. We're just going to have a quiet moment to bring perhaps our own thoughts before God, before I say the collect, praying that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Jesus Christ to the world. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love and renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now Francis, Debbie, I think, is going to bring us our first reading from the book of Acts as we hear the story of Pentecost. Well, one moment, we're just having a problem unmuting Debbie. Debbie, do you want to unmute yourself?
There we go. Go for it.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygias and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us. Thank you, Debbie. And as we wonder and marvel at that story, we are going to sing our second hymn, A Time to Worship God, as we say, "Come down, O love divine."
And now Bev is going to bring us our gospel reading from John.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It was the evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Heavenly Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my God, and Redeemer. Amen. The Holy Spirit is with us. And in these strange days, the way it connects us all this morning feels more important than ever. And no, I'm not filled with new wine, or even old wine, or at least not yet. The word Pentecost is from the Greek Pentecostos, like pentathlon or pentagon, meaning 50th, and today marks 50 days since Easter. 10 days ago we marked the resurrected Jesus, ascended to heaven, to be with God the Father once again. And today we mark the coming of the Holy Spirit, as promised by Jesus. At first glance, this is a little odd, as it is said that the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters at the beginning of creation. The Holy Spirit inspired the Old Testament prophets. And the Book of Wisdom says, "The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world." So, what has changed? Unsurprisingly, the answer is Jesus. Jesus, as the Trinity informs us, is one and the same with God and the Holy Spirit. They are all one. When God became human, incarnate, born of a real person, Mary, Jesus, God, experienced what it was to be fully human, and yet he was still divine, so he could heal the sick and perform miracles. But he was human. He experienced joy, friendship, love, anger, pretty much everything we do. But then he was also broken, tortured, and died hanging from a cross. For the first time in the history of the known universe, God had been human, and his human body had died. Good Friday. Then Jesus was resurrected, showing us that there is life after death, eternal life. There is hope. Easter. Then Jesus returned to God and the Holy Spirit. All one, remember, at ascension. Then, as one with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned and stayed. He did not leave us orphans. Pentecost. But there is more. Jesus had to return to the Father as Jesus the divine, but also as Jesus the human, for many reasons. God now has part of Jesus' human side in his nature, to know us better, but also so that the Eucharist, Holy Communion, might exist as a blessed sacrament. Excuse me. It's the Holy Spirit which makes the Eucharist possible at every communion. Because when we invoke the Holy Spirit, we call upon the Holy Spirit, God and Jesus. A blessing from God, an invocation to the bread and wine, which makes the remembrance of the Last Supper a holy sacrament, Without the Holy Spirit, it would just be another meal. In John's Gospel, the disciples are in a locked room, and Jesus appears. He breathes the Spirit into them, not just on them, saying, "Peace be with you." In Acts, followers from Arabia, Africa, Europe, Palestine and Israel are all together and receive the Holy Spirit in a wildly dramatic way. Excuse me. They receive the Holy Spirit in a dramatic way, able to understand each other and to suddenly, boldly proclaim the good news. The church was born that day, making today the church's birthday. Like the disciples in our gospel reading, we are huddled together behind locked doors, waiting for Jesus to come among us and say, "Peace be with you," waiting for him to breathe on us, waiting for him to speak the words we need to hear so desperately. Receive the Holy Spirit. And in fact, he has already spoken. We can know his peace and have received the Holy Spirit. They are with us now. It's okay. We are not alone. Our loving God is with us. In these difficult days, I would argue that being in lockdown only separates us in a physical sense. As Bishop Rachel wrote the other day, let's call what we need to do now physical distancing and not social distancing. We are social people and we are still society and we can still find ways and need ways to be together. And through the Holy Spirit, we are not spiritually distanced at all. Jesus is already present with each of us now, dwelling within us and eager to enlist us all to carry on his work of setting people free. And as I close, let me just say that I long for the day when, by the will of God, I may be able to invoke the Holy Spirit and share bread and wine with you at the Lord's table. Until that unknown date, let us resolve to call the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, into our lives so that we can share boldly our hope and faith, and to do so inspired by the Spirit. We have the word of life of Jesus, and we must share it. Short prayer as I close. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people and kindle in us the fire of your love. May peace, which passes all understanding, dwell within us today. Send forth your Holy Spirit now and renew the face of the earth. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Let's just take a moment to reflect on Andrew's words and the Holy Spirit with us. And so, as people of faith, we say the creed together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Just now going to lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray, beginning with a few moments of quiet to bring before God any known to us who are suffering as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dear Lord, as the repercussions of COVID-19 continue to be felt all over the world, we pray for the families and friends of those who have lost loved ones to this disease, or for any other reason. We thank you for the skill and dedication of health workers all over the world, and especially in this country for the work of the NHS and scientists in caring for the sick and seeking a coronavirus vaccine. May those suffering physically and mentally from the impact of lockdown turn to you for the help and encouragement that they need. For governments and leaders, we pray for wisdom to know how and when to ease the lockdown restrictions and courage to take difficult but necessary decisions. And in amongst all this, Lord, we thank you that you are a God of love and compassion who brings good out of bad, and in whom we can trust both now and forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we bring before you all involved in the return to education that begins tomorrow. We pray especially for teachers, pupils, and parents involved in primary schools. May the children settle quickly into a different routine, and may their teachers be wise in planning and delivering their education so that further spread of the coronavirus is avoided. We pray too for older children waiting to return to secondary schools, university students studying remotely and sitting virtual exams, and for all young people whose plans have been affected and who face an uncertain future. May they know the peace that passes all understanding, that only you can provide. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for parts of the world that have been largely forgotten by the media, but where war and poverty, famine and drought, pollution and politics are causing people to suffer. We ask for peace, especially in the Yemen, in South Sudan, in Syria, and in other parts of the world currently at war. We pray for the work of Christian Aid, Tear Fund, and other charities that are bringing clean water and sanitation to Afghanistan, or education and sustainable farming to Africa. And in a few moments of silence, we bring before God troubled parts of the world that are on our own hearts and minds. Thank you, dear Lord, that you are a God of compassion and mercy who works by your Holy Spirit through your people to bring help to your people. Help us to hear and respond to your call. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, dear Lord, we pray for the worldwide Christian Church, for all in positions of leadership, thinking particularly of Archbishops Justin and John, and for all clergy and lay people, especially here for Fiona, Sophia, Andrew, Francis and Ken. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, give them wisdom to know how best to spend their time, how to draw alongside those who are suffering, how to comfort those who mourn, and how to encourage those who are getting married at St. George's and St. Sias this summer. may we and all your people shine the light of your love to all who we live amongst in this community. Lord of the Church, hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
Thank you, Peter. And so as we gather as church, even if it's online with Zoom or Facebook or YouTube, we want to be reminded of the peace that we share. So God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given us the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Just before we go into the communion and the Eucharistic prayer, we are going to share the peace together. So I think there should be, if we go into gallery view, we can wave at each other. Peace be with you. It's lovely to see you all. Oh, looking very summery.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. The Church United. Wonderful. And hopefully you can join us later for coffee. We're going to sing that beautiful plain chant Pentecost song, Come Holy Ghost. This might be an opportunity as you join Liz, as she sings it with us, to maybe ask God to send the Holy Spirit more and more into our lives. We need the Holy Spirit. I have been reminded through lockdown, I can't do stuff on my own, in my own strength. I run out of juice, if you like. And so we need the Holy Spirit. This is a song that you can use as a prayer. Calm Holy Ghost. And then as we share communion, we remember, as Andrew's reminded us, of that very special moment, Father, Son and Holy Spirit together, and maybe think of a way in which you can remember that moment as we share it together. Let's sing. And so we pray. Everything we have is a gift from God. this bread, this wine, our money, our lives. We give back these gifts so that we and they may be transformed in the fire of God's love for us and used in his service. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. This day we give you thanks, because in fulfilment of your promise, you pour out your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts, leading us into all truth, and uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith. Your Spirit gives us grace to call you Father, to proclaim your gospel to all nations, and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore we join our voices with angels and archangels, and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. And so we pray. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of eternal life, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
So just a few notices before we conclude our service. I believe that prayer is so important to get us out of the crisis that we're in. And so I continue to encourage you to join us at 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock for morning prayer and evening prayer, which we've been doing throughout lockdown. The government, our neighbours, our community leaders all need God's inspiration. And it is an opportunity to join in with us to pray. So I encourage you to do that at 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Facebook Live. And also our Bible study and prayer meetup. That's another opportunity to pray together. And that's on Wednesdays at 7:30. So hopefully see you there. If you haven't joined us already, they stand alone. So do come and join us as we get stuck into Mark's gospel. And tonight we have another opportunity to celebrate the birthday of the church as I come in from St. Sire's for Evensong at 6 o'clock. We didn't want to miss this opportunity to be able to be in church on the birthday of the church. And so there's a service coming from St. Sire's at 6 o'clock, live on Facebook or live on YouTube. So you can find us in both those places. I don't know if it's anybody's birthday today. We'll perhaps talk about that during virtual coffee, but happy birthday if it has been your birthday. And finally, I'd like to hear from you if you've reflected on what you've learnt out of lockdown and where your faith has been during this time. What is church? How has faith and church helped you during lockdown? Is there anything from lockdown that we have learnt that we maybe want to take into this next phase? And I do ask you to continue to pray for those who are high and lifted up in places of authority, because there is a lot of work being done to try and get the churches open. It's interesting that we've been relegated to kind of recreational activity. And I pray that that isn't the case. And if you want to maybe lobby an MP or two, then maybe we could put our views across. But we are important. We are an important part of our society. And I encourage us to pray and to be part of that voice that asks, can our churches be open safely, but can they be open for small gatherings or private prayer? We are going to hand over to Andrew. No, it's my bit. Sorry. We're going to do the commission. We are. For 50 days, we have celebrated the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over the powers of sin and death.
We have proclaimed God's mighty acts, and we've prayed that the power that was at work when God raised Jesus from the dead might be at work in us. How awesome. As part of God's church here at St. George's and at St. Sire's, I call upon you to live out what you proclaim. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, will you dare to walk into God's future, trusting him to be your guide? By the Spirit's power, we will. Will you dare to embrace each other and grow together in love? We will.
We will.
Will you dare to share your riches in common and minister to each other in need? We will.
We will.
Will you dare to pray for each other until your hearts beat with the longings of God? We will.
We will.
Will you dare to carry the light of Christ into the world's dark places? We will.
We will. The Lord is here.
His
Spirit is with us. Today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same Spirit to drive us out into the world. We have our final hymn now, Shine Jesus Shine, especially chosen by a couple whose wedding anniversary is today and had this hymn at their service, which is Francis and Debbie. So Shine Jesus Shine.
Amen. Let there be light indeed. A final blessing. May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life that he gives. Amen. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen. May the Spirit who set the church on fire on the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for joining us this morning to celebrate the birthday of the church. Do join us for virtual coffee in a short while. You've just got time to get the kettle on, and we'll see you in a little while. God bless. If you're joining on Facebook and YouTube, go well. Amen.